Fully completed historical Buddha, two of them do not arise at the same time. There would also be no need for this. And two Chakravartins, two beings wielding a wheel, that is to say, two kings who have the power over the seven type of royal ornaments, royal acquisitions, do not arise at the same time.
Tenen jikten chedo. Jikten jakam chedo. Kholo jodja ni chona. Tenen kholo jodja ni de. Dendan rao yungare. Dendan yungare. This is a metaphor.
If two of Chakravartins arose in the same place, then they would start competing with each other, and therefore this does not happen.
Then call the Jodhani and Rupa Yoga.
The two Chakravartins would start fighting.
The thing I thought may have let in a chick their son of Jimbo. One time came for a chick of one jugger. Chick put take a one jugger. Think my to me, and I chick take a college of a jabber chick to one cambore, surname cambore, take a one jugger, a call and danger say papa yomare, condo. Danda yomare. Cosmo.
Some day did dinner maple lila.
There's a danda maple lila say nothing in danda yomare. Rana danda po, college of a yenda jungmare.
So in fact, it would not be possible for two such beings called Chakravartins to arise at the same time, since the karmic background for their arising is the accumulation of unparalleled actions, and the result of that will be unparalleled power. There will be no one else existing at the same time who would have a power comparable to that. So it's not possible to have two of them at the same time.
Then one say by Yema. One Zi Yema in the Karasana, Pumi Jatina, Kolu Jurate, Kolu Jurate Jarpote, keep it in Jim Yingo. If it in Jin lay, Pumi Jatina, Kolo Rempuchi so, Jersey Rempuchi not Dina, Wangsi Manuvatavati, Wangsi Yamari.
So then the next point called exercising power. refers again to Chakravartin and it's explained that it is not possible, or this is a dependent situation in the sense that it is not possible through depending on, or through having as a support the body of a woman, that is to say, in the form of a woman, it is not possible to gain power over or to exercise control over the seven, over the wheel. It's not possible to exercise power over the wheel, the jewel, and so on among these seven Chakravartin or, materials.
Then, Papa Yewang, Papa Yewang, the Tobiare, Papa Yewang, Pumija Tila, Rang Sanjay, Dan Sanjay, Matabatawa. Da, Drajomba, Drajomba Tinjin Dang, Sanjay Sempatinjin La, Tene, Chipa the Pumila Chiva Yamare. Rang Sanjay, the Chipatinjin Gore. Sanjay Ni, Sija de Chokutuko. Karzanga Sanje Tong Yore, then Dao Chokutruk Tengin de Danda Chipetengin Yungore.
Karsangi Chi. Karsangi Chi.
Karpazambu Sanje Tong Yoroba.
Oh no.
Karpazambu de la Sanje Tong Yoroba. Then Chokutruk Roba.
No.
Chokutruk number Jerba Kapsa Tene Chipetengin Yungore.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
So then. The next form of dependency is called attainment. So attainment is also a dependent situation, defined here as that in the form of a woman, there is no attainment of Partega Buddhahood or Buddhahood itself. And that is to say that in the case of Arhat, and Bodhisattva, this is so it is possible to attain arhathood and the state of the Bodhisattva in the form of a woman, but Pratyeka Buddhas appear only as men. And also the 1,000 Buddhas of a Kalpa, the 1,000 Buddhas of a fortunate Kalpa called supreme emanations or supreme tukus, only appear in the form of men.
Dene yang papa ye den rao de te papa ye che pe yom te dene chuka yom ke mo. Then Rawan Chokatruk Namba Jila, Chokatruk Namba Telepumi, Jesuk Yingo de Tina Yang, Papa Yichi de Yom, Nindim Papa, Ranjan Papa, Sansin Papa, Sanjan Papa, Papa Ye Yom, the Jervate Yang, Chuka Yom Jemore Pumi Jesuk.
So the other side of this coin is that it is also not possible for the four types of noble beings to arise without a woman, because the four, what are called the four types of noble being, noble beings as the Shravakas, the noble beings who are Pratyeka Buddhas, the noble beings who are Bodhisattvas, and the noble beings as Buddhas, arise due to the Prajnaparamita, who is the mother of all the noble beings.
Going to Joe by Yewan, Carres. Ah, don't going to Joe by Yewan. Going to Joe by Yewan, Pakpe, so Joe Batavo. Pakpe Satone, so Joe Batavo, Simjin and Nurban Mazibet. Pakpe, so Joe Batso, going to Majo Batavo.
The next point which is mentioned in the root text is ambiguous in the way that it stands there. It says, behavior of any sort. So behavior of any sort is dependent, here defined as, since it is not possible for a noble being, that is to say, one who has achieved the realization, to commit behavior of any sort, such as taking of lives and so on.
Karasena Pakasa Tona Danzin Yomare Simjin la Nursing Yomare, then Simjin la Merba Sebe, Wang Yomare.
So then the reason for this is that in attaining the state of the level of realization, one has eliminated all ego attachment, and in having no ego attachment, one would not have the power to harm beings.
Tētār lētā yēwāṁ, nīmōṁ jī yēwāṁ, cī yēwāṁ tā nē kāp jē kāp tū jī yēwāṁ rē, cē tā tū. Cī yēwāṁ tā sōṁ jī dūpē, yēwāṁ tūṁ pūn dēt, dē yēwāṁ yī jī tōṁ tē pēnāṁ, yēwāṁ jī tōṁ tē pēnāṁ mē kē vē lētā ngēn tōṁ rōvā lā, nē yōpā yīn chēn, mē kē vē lētā ngēn tōṁ rōvā tē nē rē, Ubare. Megave lege dendron dovala ne me jenka me batavo. Oh yeah.
So in similarly then, or in this way, these seven can be summarized under three types of dependency called the dependency associated with karmic action, the dependency associated with afflicted emotions, and the dependency associated with life. And these are factors involving dependency as illustrated by the fact that If there is a basis present for going to the lower realms due to the commitment of negative actions, then because of that, there is no basis for going to the higher realms, and it will not be possible not to go to the lower realms, and it will not be possible to go to the higher realms, because there would be no basis or no foundation. So in that connection then, what is called here the dependent situation with respect to what is not undesirable there is no one who wants to go to the lower realms. Nevertheless, since where one goes is dependent on previous negative actions supplying the cause, or since this is dependent on having previously committed negative actions which serve as the cause, then one would not be able to reverse this through one's own wish. So in this case, it doesn't make any difference that one doesn't want to go, that wishing at that moment has no power to reverse the situation, since one previously has already laid down the foundation of that realm in which one will manifest, and there's no way to reverse that at that moment.
Ne don't know what gave a legging and don't know what name may be. Gave a legging and don't know what your mind pay. The bit dendro topati and gave a legging when song la ra lepe. Gave a leg when the swam, gave a leg when the seba la ra lepam, do good be ye on ginde. Rang and derby and Juban and Maino. Rang dendro topa and derby one get dendro topa mare. Maino.
Through positive actions, there is a basis for going to the blissful realms. And there is no basis for going to the nasty realms. So this accomplishment, this attainment of the desirable, or this attainment of the blissful realms, which are desirable, is dependent on previously committed virtuous actions, and is hence contingent in character. And one would not be able to engage, literally it says, to engage or enter through one's own wish. So in other words, it is not dependent on one's subjective wish at the moment. Even if one at that moment wanted to go to the lower realms, one would not have the power to do so, since one had previously committed positive actions.
No. He's a drapa pambe, no more but that he's a drapa nika pambe takwatopata. Mapang na matopa so, lama namla yang, so suit ne kap yuabatang. Nemi kami je, tsor hibar sene, din tsun de chu tam je, ngupu chuni, ranga tsor jeta wi imbala. Jibu rando ji chuso me barikine, chu kanga kanga.
Similarly, the state of complete purification is attained through having abandoned obscurations. So through having abandoned the obscurations of the afflicted emotions, one attains the purification from afflicted emotions, and having abandoned the obscurations which prevent knowledge, one attains the purified state in which there are no veils preventing knowledge. And if one has not abandoned these, then one will not attain them, these states of purification. And it is similarly in all the remaining cases mentioned here among these seven. If the foundation in the given case is present, then the opportunity will be present. If the basis is not present, the opportunity will also be missing. So through knowing this, through knowing how this functions, the pure being of the of all substances, which are the phenomena exemplified through the cases mentioned. So through understanding how this functions, one will also understand that these various situations exemplified by the ones mentioned are not something which is a device of the subjective wishes of the being wanting it to be like that. It is a case of there being a given phenomena where there is a specific foundation present for that. And also, in the case where the foundation is not present, then the opportunity will also be lacking. So in this way one will become skilled in the way of refuting and establishing what constitutes a basis for a given phenomena as a result of which there will be an opportunity, and what constitutes the lack of a base for a given phenomena, in which case there will be no opportunity. So any questions? with the Jyoma Yongdrup Lesson Yi. Maybe we better take it one question at a time. Or is it all together? Oh, sorry. So the first one is, how does, in the Vajrayana, how does the Rangrik Yeshe?
Soso
Rangrik Yeshe explained in this context relate to, or is it the same as the Tapshe Shungjuk? Shungjuk.
Shungjuk. Tapshe Shungjuk.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. And the rest of it? Okay, did you want to put top in there?
Yeah.
You forgot the top. Where does that go in then? I mean, is, which part of it? Would be top. Okay. But then you have the Sherab as being the object? Okay. And the top would be the observer there? Okay. Then
Dorje. Lab kumma duk tiyan kor na chuk.
Oh.
Tiyan na chuk.
Oh.
Lab.
So then, would the... What in the Vajrayana context is referred to as the union of wisdom and means be the same as what in this context is called the intimate self-awareness? And if so, and then in addition to that, could one say that the what is called perfectly existent changelessness would correspond to the knowledge, and the perfectly existent infallibility correspond to the means, right? Oh, for the reason that perfectly existent changelessness is the object, and the infallible, perfectly existent aspect is the observer. Okay.
Yeah.
Tenin doji tekpe
lola.
Lola. Tapshe tapshe sungjuk.
Tapshe sungjuk.
Segire. De seni tekpe susurang rekpe yeshi dam chikpa rebe. Dema se, jurme yong rup, te yul re, tene yul di doji tekpe sherab dam chikpa rebe, tang Sinji ma lokpe yongdu te yulchen re, te doji tekpe tap re de.
Oh, yeah. Senyi tekpe lo la, kada sabo.
Senyi tekpe lo la, sozo rong rekpe yishi.
Te?
Te tang doji tekpe shera tapshi songyuk tang chikpe.
Senyi tekpe lo la songyuk yore. Songjok te tap te nyingye chenpo re, hirap te tonyi tokpe hirap re, nyingye chenpo tan tonyi tokpe hirap song de jopa la songjok sekere, senyi tekpe lo, takhi songjok sekere.
So also within the yana of characteristics or the mahayana, there is a union of knowledge and means, which is explained as the means in that case are the all of the means associated with loving kindness and compassion, and the emptiness, the what would correspond to the knowledge in that case would be that knowledge which realizes the emptiness of that knowledge which realizes the emptiness. And so in the union of emptiness and, so this is what is referred to as union in the Mahayana context, the union of this knowledge realizing the emptiness with the means connected with compassion. Because as this is explained in the Mahayana, if one does not combine the means associated with loving kindness and compassion with the emptiness or the knowledge realizing the emptiness, then one will not be able to achieve Buddhahood. And then in the Vajrayana context, then there is the Sherab aspect, which is so the means there are referred to as great bliss. They're the great bliss means, and the emptiness, which is the knowledge. So then in the Vajrayana context, then this is referred to as the union of bliss and emptiness. So then the Vajrayana emptiness, which was referred to, would correspond to the perfectly existent changelessness referred to in the Mahayana, and the bliss aspect connected with the means would correspond, the bliss aspect connected with the means in the Vajrayana would correspond to the perfectly existent infallible aspect as referred to in the Mahayana.
Tene jurme sinja malo biyondo te deva ngaglo la deva chembo yimba te ngaglo la thap chepa dumpa pa thap chepa dumpa pa la tene te tene deva chembo.
So then there is this correspondence between the infallible aspect of the perfectly existent aspect, and so there is this correspondence between the perfectly existent infallibility of the Mahayana and the great bliss means of the Vajrayana. The great bliss then in the Vajrayana arises due to extraordinary means, or particularly lofty means, and through relying on these superior means, the great bliss arises.
Then Dorje Tepe Lolo Chuto Yere, Chuto Gam, Nanjo Tok, Naro Chuto Nigichu Tab. Chuto Gakabso, Tumin Nanjo Gomba, Tumin Yanin Gomba Te, Detonge, Deton Yemi, Yetoka Tier, Tapti Yamere.
So, for example, in the Vajrayana, there are the six dharmas corresponding to the six yogas of Naropa and Niguma. Among these are the tumo instructions, which are means for the generation of great bliss. So through reliance on these superior means, then we've developed the great bliss. So similarly then, within the Vajrayana, many different instructions and means have been provided as ways of giving rise to the inseparability of bliss and emptiness. So then these Vajrayana means then are referred to as profound means. There are also many means. There are also comfortable means in the sense of being pleasant means and not involving a lot of difficulty or asceticism or a lot of difficulty. and they also quick means.
Oh, then, okay. Listen. Yeah. Ta.
That's a country in New York, right? Kare Duna, country D. Lengore.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, that was the one question. What's the other one we have? We can choose between. Yeah, it says something like that in the text, right?
Yeah, and then secondly, there's sometimes some sort of exterior reference that's saying their karma is more unparalleled than that karma. I mean, who's comparing the kind of activity anyway to say that one is unparalleled compared to the other? So there's two aspects of what it's like.
So we have two questions to choose between.
Okay.
So the first question was with respect to the metaphor that Rinpoche used yesterday in explaining the dependent aspect and the dependent and the imputed aspect at the level of the Mahamudra, using the example of a crystal reflecting light, and the crystal itself was called the self-arising wisdom, which was the Buddha nature, and then from that came the rainbow light reflected out as the clarity nature, clarity aspect. Then the question is then, what is the source of the light in that case? Since it seems that the light would be coming from outside and reflecting off of the crystal, then in that metaphor, what would correspond to the light, or the source of light? As the first question, and the second one was in talking about unparalleled karma and this determining birth, then it seems that there that this is saying two things. One, that no two beings would be able to accumulate such unparalleled karma in that they would both be born as Buddhas at the same time. And the other, that the question would be, who decides when this karma has this unparalleled quality? Is that right? Okay.
Ya.
Tini khandri niyore.
Ya ya.
Tini
digir digire digir.
Tini kare kare len te rimbache om lotawa tagzo gore.
Aya. Aya.
Khandri dapo te sajachempo lukla. Sajichenbu Tardusena, Pechik Yore, Kentak and Shimongi Pechik, Rinpoche Bechutangare, Tinite Shadow Tang Jasun, Shadow de Rang Sung Yeshe, Deshin Impore, Young Par. Patrui Uti Semji Sarware
Ranzong is the Sare
Ranzong
is the Sare
Ranzong is the Sare Tini Pedila Uti Silokne Yongo Redraore Tini Udi Shadola Shagna Tini Dele jatsun nangide. Tini udi jungne kawayu pedila. Te kandri dangpore.
Te dangpore.
Nipa drenda mepe leji sakpe sadu.
Sakpe.
Sakpe. Dela de kapsu Kandini yore. Kandini young yore.
Young
ni yore. Tene kandi sum yore. Tambo, drenda mepe le gona, tene duchik tu mini sanjiji gopong top sijimare. Pedra olibe, young, Drindra mepa sena su drindra mepa lapkire. Te suji lapare. Le di drindra mepa re, de su lapare. Te kido.
Oh ya. Ta chiran gane jagi. Chirang kalin jagi.
Oh, mare. Nasu ni le su tachu gogre. Kandre kare len gore.
Oh, yeah. Ta chok kalin ji jamna dikidoke.
kerang ke lenji gamna dikido ke ya ya ta tangbo ta re tangbo saja chembo dira ba saja chembo sir sene wo te lam sena pre ola
akoso
lam sena bi ore lam sena bi wo te khedo lo po de tene na la oizer khar ne ba yore te ne ba te sele khar ba
sir ne ne me wo ji khar ko ro ba te wo te lam sena bi ore akoso wa re te lam sena bi wo te po pa la te de khedo na la wo khar ya ga ne ba yore ne ba te tene ngon de jo ne sir di khar ba
So then it's the first question which is being answered. The source of the light hitting the crystal is the blessing of the Lama. So the blessing of the Lama is like the light penetrating the crystal, and since yoga practice in relation to Marpa, in relation to Milarepa, in relation to Kambopa, and Karmapashi,
Lasopa,
and many others.
Hello. Tene,
chik te kare, ha? Tenda me pere. Yes.
Yes.
Tenda me pere, sakpa latin te, ta sancho sempa so, तो न्याम तो संज्ञा भाई योरे ते जितने जे काम चिकल चिया भाई ओमारे संज्ञा भाई ओमारे संज्ञा भाई ओमारे जितने जे काम था ये भारे जितने जे काम गिन दं गिन दो संज्ञा
So the statement in the text is to be understood.
नाम कलं था तो क्या मैं बसेना जितने जे कालं था तो क्या ओमारे जितने जे कालं था तो क्या मैं बसेना सिंचिन था तो क्या ओमारे
So the statement in the text that no two Buddhas arise at the same time due to having accumulated incomparable karma is to be understood in the sense that no two Buddhas would, or no two Bodhisattvas would achieve Buddhahood in the same realm at the same time. But nevertheless, the realms are limitless. So the space is without any limit, the number of world systems is limitless, and the number of sentient beings is limitless. So different Buddhas manifest in different world systems at the same time, but not in the same.
Tenin denda mebele de karasana sanje che sanjo simba kapsa suena je so sakwa la tinde sanje pa kapsa jikten je kam kangdo sanje pa ta kangdo sanje pa ne ta de kapje chujung kolo kobe loma la so pa mwenlan je top je troba re mwenlan je top je troba yinbe sena tenin dena dunyam do sanje jinda pegama re sanje jinda jikten je kam jinda la pegama
In using the term incomparable karma, this refers to the merits accumulated during the time of being a bodhisattva, and in dependence on that, then in realms as numerous as atoms, Buddhas appear, and the Buddha who appears in a given realm then will attract a certain retinue of disciples, and the connection between the Buddha and the disciples is dependent on there being a basis. The basis, in this case, being previous wishing prayers. So due to the incomparable karma, only one Buddha manifests in that given realm, and due to the wishing prayers on the part of the disciples, they then manifest together with him as his retinue.
Tene sanje ni jikten che khan che la sanje ni song na ni song yi na sanje che sanje men ten ba yong ma re sanje ni men ten ba yong ma re ha ko song thuk pa jo ma re
so ma re
men ten ba yong ma re men ten ba yong se ma re wa
se ma re
tene lo ma yang phak pa nam men ten ba yong ma re lo ma so su che wo nam tene sanje ni yong na Mantan pantai itu memang boleh sih.
No.
Raba?
Alah.
Tela tinggi. Kerja mana?
Oh, tiada kerja betul. So if it were the case that two Buddhas were to manifest in the same realm at the same time, it would not be such that these two Buddhas competed with each other or started fighting. This would not be possible. and similarly, it would not be possible for the disciples who were realized to start competing and fighting with each other. But it would be the case that the ordinary beings among the disciples just might start getting into
this one,
tricks.
Okay, this one.
Yeah. So it means that in any one realm, no historical Buddha or supreme Trukhu would, I mean, no two historical Buddhas would appear at the same time. That's what it's referring to.
Yeah.
So you want to put it in English?
No, I'm
not. Okay. So then. So then, if I don't get it right, then so then, in the various philosophical systems, such as the Rangtong Madhyamaka and so on, do they all assert the three essential natures? And if not, which ones don't? And if so, how do they do? And if they do, in what way do they do? Yes.
This one,
next one.
Kunda yewa yondo somji chuke te sentan patang yendong lo la karchimbore. Tene dorje tekpe lo la yang karchimbore. Tambote lap.
So the first thing to get straight is that these three essential natures are of great importance within the Chittamatran system, as well as the Shentong Madhyamaka, as well as within the Vajrayana.
Tene omarang tongo lo lan tenyi somje tanyi yore te tenyi somje karchenpo mare yewate. Karese na chu tamche tongsor chikware. Tongpa tenyi bepa kapso kwenta yewa yondop je tongsor le chepa mebe se na te karchenpo mare.
No. So within the Rangtong Madhyamaka, the term is found, three essential natures, this term is found, but it is not of great importance there, because in the way of explaining the emptiness in the Rangtong Madhyamaka, all phenomena are empty in the same way. It's the same form of emptiness which applies throughout. In using these three essential natures, one is explaining the emptiness in many different ways and from different perspectives. So this is not stressed in the Rangtong system.
Sentanje lo lan tenyi som de karchen bore karesana nama tamche semje tronang yimba dang semtan yimba dopala tenyi som de karchen bore.
And in the Chittamatran system, these three essentials are of great importance because all phenomena are seen as being manifestations of mind, not as having outer existence, and therefore this apparatus of the three essential natures as a way of analyzing how all of that functions is very important. Because if one does not posit these three essential natures and explain it from the perspective of those, then it's very difficult to establish how it is that all phenomena are appearances of the mind. Whereas if one understands these three essential natures well, then it's not difficult to understand how everything is mind. Also within the Shentong Madhyamaka system, these three essential natures are very important because in that system it's of great importance to distinguish the way in which the emptiness functions in these three cases. In what sense things are empty in relation to an imputed aspect, in what sense they are empty in relation to a dependent aspect, and in what sense they are empty in relation to a perfect existent aspect. Within the Shentong Madhyamaka, then the completely imputed aspect and dependent aspects are both, they both refer to the relative level refer to the emptiness of things relatively. And this explanation is equivalent to the one given in the Rangtong Madhyamaka system. Whereas the explanation of the ultimate nature of mind is So the way in which the emptiness of the relative aspects as related to the imputed and dependent aspects is explained is the same as in the Rangtong Madhyamaka, whereas the way that the ultimate nature is explained as being empty of stain, that the essence of the ultimate nature is empty of stain. That way of explaining it is not the same as in the Rangto Madhyamaka.
Then the Dorje take a low lay young and die young from the Karkimbore. You think Karasana, Dorje take a lola, send you king you come. Nang Dorje do Yin Tinkorjala, Tinkorjala, Yin cigarettes, and I yin something. Yin Tinkorjala, somebody. Then the same thing, Nelo, Wesa Saja Chimbola, Jarva La, Jarva Tortella, Kunda, Yama, Yondo, some Mina, Yatogumare. This and the Kartimore.
In the Vajrayana, the three essentials are of great importance because of the explanation of what is, of the outer, inner, and other, where outer is outer refers to the outer refers to
nang dorjilu yin
outer refers to the outer world, the world systems on the outside. The inner refers to the Vajra body, and other refers to the deities and their mandalas. And these, then, if one does not relate these to the three essentials, and one would not be able to explain the Mahamudra tradition's way of presenting these as Tini de ngo ni sum la
ngo ni sum mina tini jatu kumar jarki kumar.
Yeah, so then in the Vajrayana system, one has it classified in terms of these three: outer, inner, and other, right? Where other was the outer world, inner the Vajra body, and other the Yidam deities and mandalas. And in the Mahamudra system, then these three are connected together as one, and it would not be possible to understand how these are combined into one without the explanations coming from the three essential natures.
Nang Dorji Lula Yang Kundagal Lu Yewangal Lu Yondrup Jilu Somyere Jingorja Lala Yang Kundaji Jingorja La Yewangi Jingorja La Yondrup Jingorja La Somyere Palatin De Tene Sanang Yin Som Saja Chimbola Jatogre.
So then, in relation to these, or if we relate these three, as explained in the Vajrayana, to the three essential natures, then one gets a classification in which there are three aspects to each. There being a completely imputed outer world, a dependent outer world, and a perfectly existent outer world, a completely imputed Vajra body, dependently existing Vajra body, and perfectly existing Vajra body, as well as a completely imputed mandala of the deities, a dependently existent mandala of the deities, and a perfectly existent mandala of the deities. And because of these, then it's possible to combine all three of these into one, as is done in the Mahamudra system. So in what way is one able to combine all of these together into one? It is because the perfectly existent outer world and the perfectly existent Vajra body and the perfectly existent mandala of the deities is the clear light luminosity as this is explained within the Mahamudra system. And the completely imputed outer world, the completely imputed Vajra body, and the completely imputed mandala of the deities is a mere conceptual imputation. It has no essence. It doesn't exist
with an essence.
And the dependently existent outer world, the dependently existent Vajra body, and the dependently existent other, which is the Yidam Mandala, are
Yidam Mandala
or Sim Sama.
Samji Sarcha
are merely the clarity of the mind.
Samji Sarcha Sanya.
The clarity aspect of the mind.
Sarcha Sanya Pachipara. Tene Yondrup Jinjikin Kham, Yondrup Jidorji Lu, Yondrup Jinjikin La Somte, Tene Samji Nelok Saja Jambodang Ojipara.
Whereas the perfectly existent outer sphere of the world and the perfectly existent inner Vajra body and the perfectly existent mandala of the Yidam are of the same essence as the nature, the Mahamudra nature of mind.
Yeah, Dixon. Emma ala la ho
ge wa de che u ko so na yi che zo zo ne so na yi che le zo ma da ba ku ni do ba ru cho
sang ge chu tuen de sang de de ko na ni ji le wa de kyo ne ya pon do de ma som dang se ka chi yo re a ko so sang ge ka re Tomorrow,
yeah, so it, tomorrow, it would be very good if we finish the third chapter. And so tomorrow we start at 8 o'clock in order to be able to finish the whole chapter.
Whole chapter finish. Whole chapter finish.
Mujolembo.